Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, I'm learning how to... Well, there's a lot of dials and buttons on this equipment. I've got to be retrained after after several days of being off the air. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, doing really, really well. I just want to explain to the class a little bit about what happened. So, on Friday, I was out watering some concrete in the barn, and concrete floor was, you know, wet because I mentioned that you want to keep concrete damp for about at least a month so that it cures very slowly and you get the maximum strength out of the concrete. And it's less likely to crack if you do that. If you let the concrete stay out in the sun or if it gets really hot, as it's been, the concrete will cure faster, it'll be weaker. And it's just a bad idea, and I believe that's one of the contributing factors to the Champlain Towers or tower collapsing in Miami, Florida, because I believe, and I can't prove any of this, it's just, you know, my conjecture, that they didn't water the concrete as they poured it for a month. I mean, I've never seen a commercial construction job where concrete was kept damp for a month. I've never seen it. So I was out there watering in the barn, and it's a steel-sided barn, steel roof, and steel sides, and steel doors. And the doors are, there's one on each end, 12 feet by 12 feet. And the barn is, I don't know, maybe 18 feet tall, something like that. And it's all steel, except for the short walls, which are 4 feet concrete, 8 inches thick. And so the barn sits on these short walls. And so I was all wet, and I'm, you know, my shoes are wet, I'm wet, the floor is wet. And I shut it all off and went inside. And boom, I missed it by a couple minutes at the most. And I saw the flash out the window. It lit up the sky right around us. And I did not hear a delay between the flash and the boom. And class, what that means is sound travels at about 1,100 feet per second at sea level. And so if you see a lightning flash and you want to know how far away it is, you see the flash, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, boom, you know that that's 5 seconds away, or roughly 5,000 feet away, or roughly a mile away, because a mile is 5,280 feet. So flash and boom, simultaneously, so I knew it was really close, and I was thinking, gosh, I hope our neighbor Kathy is okay. So I ran outside to see if I could figure out where all this happened, and I smelled what smelled like a big electrical fire outside, and, you know, like that burnt Bakelite kind of smell. And and our son was standing outside, and he said, it was right here. I said, you know, I hope Kathy's okay. He said, it's right here, Dad. I was standing 10 feet away when it hit, and he was okay. But there was kind of a bluish light, a white, whitish blue, and there was kind of an aura around the barn, kind of lit up like a blue aurora borealis kind of a light. And our solar system was shut down. It took it down. It took down the telephone line, the landline. It took down the electricity in the barn. The electric fence was taken down. We have an electric fence. It's a tape. It's called electric fence tape. About a half inch wide. It's white. It has polypropylene weaving threads. And embedded in that are six strands of stainless steel wire, fine wire, that carries the current. And so the white is so the cows can see it and not run through it. And the stainless steel wires are non-corrosive, so they last, you know, quite a while out in the weather, and they carry the high voltage shock, so that the cows, they get a little tickle and they go, you know, I don't think I want to go near that. Well, we have a couple miles of that, several miles of that electric fence out there, and that acts as an antenna. So the electric fence is a lightning rod, if you will, to attract lightning. The steel barn is will attract lightning, and then we have some other buildings all within 100 feet of each other. We have a freestanding garage, and we have our house. And it's all connected by underground wiring. And my son and I trenched in 3 feet deep for wiring. So it's all connected. And when lightning hit, the lightning traveled through the ground, you know, hit the barn, traveled right down straight to the ground, and then it came into the house, the garage, and it tripped circuit breakers, and they don't sound right anymore. They're kind of gritty inside, so I need to replace some circuit breakers, and I need to replace, we replaced the internet equipment, and we replaced a part of our telephone wiring, because when we opened up the POP, P-O-P, which stands for Point of Presence, that's that little box for your telephone wires, your landline outside your house or your building. There's, you know, small wires in there, 24-gauge wires, twisted pair, and they were burned. So, and how far did this go? Well, I talked to the technician yesterday when he came to replace some of the electronics in the POP. It traveled down the road, and it blew out the wiring, you know, down the road as well. So probably 2,000 feet from the house, it, you know, burned up some of the in the ground, you know, buried underground telephone wires that run from the telephone company to, you know, houses around here. So because they were so backed up, we placed the call on. I borrowed a phone and borrowed a cell phone and called and got the repair ticket, and it took 5 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday afternoon is when it was fixed. So that's why I wasn't on the air. And class, the whole point of this is, I'll bet you hardly anybody really understands exactly how dependent we are on electricity and how serious lightning is. And so Bert and I are going to be doing a special broadcast in way more detail on Friday, talking about lightning, lightning protection, and et cetera. So, Gwen, if that's what happened to me, how's your week been?
Well, I'm just glad that you're still alive. If it had been a few minutes earlier, you would have been inside that barn and you would have been toast.
Yeah.
Literally toast. Guardian angels looking after you, and that you're okay.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because, you know, it wasn't lightning, it wasn't storming outside. There was no indication that lightning was about to occur. The sky was getting dark. And something told me, an inner voice said, you're done, it's time to get out of here right now. And so in haste, I just shut off the nozzle on the garden hose, and I didn't shut the water off at the hydrant. I just went in the house. Boom. And I was standing, you know, right in a puddle. It was perfect. It was perfect for electrocution. So you never know. But thank you for those kind words.
Yeah. And, you know, something not exactly the same, but I know about that still small voice. I've had it in the past. And even just today, I've been doing trenching up in my paddocks. the last few days, and it's probably going to be about the next month or so that I'll be doing trenching all over my farm, because we've got a very wet spring coming, according to the Bureau of Meteorology in here in Australia, and they're predicting a Indian Ocean dipole event, which means warmer than normal water in the Indian Ocean, which is the west coast of Australia, and that leads to increased storm activity on the West Australian coast, which goes through the outback and ends up here. So you get very wet springs in the outback, and we're not in the outback. We're in country Victoria. But when they get a big storm across the outback, often we get the tail end of it here, and it still ends up being wet here as well. And so I was doing some trenching up in my paddocks, and today I had the Holy Spirit's voice say, okay, that's enough trenches. Call the dog. Time for you to go inside. So I called my dog, and I said, come on, girl. And so we went back to the house. I chained her up to the porch. She has a bed on the porch. She's just a pup, so she's just learning where home is. So she has to be chained up on the porch at night or when I'm not able to immediately supervise her. And just as I was chaining her up, the neighbour came out with his motorcycle and began doing burnouts all up and down his paddock. And this dog is a Kelpie cross. And, of course, you know, loves to chase things. And I was just thinking, gee, isn't that interesting? How, if I hadn't listened to that still small voice, that she would have been out and about and she could have run out and chased after that motorcycle and either, run in front of it and got injured or killed herself or caused an accident for the motorcycle, for the motorcyclist. And, this is it. You've got to listen to that still small voice when it tells you time to go now. And often that's the Holy Spirit voice or the guardian angel voice that I get. When I hear those words, time to go now, I know that it's, oh, I better go. I better just leave what I'm doing and get to do somewhere else. And there's so many occasions in my life where I've heard that still small voice and I've gotten out of there. And the times that I've ignored it, I've really regretted it because it's led me into very, very bad circumstances. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and I have a comment about dogs and chains. And we'll talk, Bert and I will be talking more about this in detail on Friday. But just the thumbnail version of it. When I lived in Virginia, I did some networking. And we had a customer who had a home-based business, and they had another building across next to their house, maybe 100 feet away or so. And so I networked those with wire, not wirelessly. And they had a neighbor. They were telling me this story that lightning struck one of the high tension wires. That would be one of those high voltage power lines with those metal, high up in the air metal, I don't know what you call them. They look like robots. And it hit that, and lightning traveled right into the ground. And there was a dog on a chain at their neighbor's house, and it killed the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, traveled through the ground. Onto the chain, into the dog, and killed the dog. So lightning travels through the ground, too.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. First of all, I'm glad you are okay, and I was wondering, I read and you were explaining this just recently before the break. When you put something in when the houses are built, they put something of iron on the top of the house, and it goes to the ground, and that's how you can save yourself from lightning. I was just wondering, is it possible to find out where, if your house has that, actually that thing that can conduct that electricity to the ground, or...
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty easy to do.
Okay.
So, in North America, it's different in Australia, I believe, and it's different in Europe, but... Europe and I believe Australia have a 220 to 240 volt system. In the United States and Canada, we have what's called a split phase 120/240 volt system. So there are three wires that are used in the wiring of our homes and businesses in the United States and Canada. So these three wires, we'll refer to them as black, red, and bare wire. And those wires will carry the current. The bare wire is the ground or the neutral. And the way it works is if you put the, let's say, black, then bare, then red, if you have them lined up that way, If you measure voltage between the black and the red, you'll have 240 volts. If you measure the voltage between the black and the bare wire, which is called the neutral and it's also called the common, that will measure 120 volts. And if you measure between the bare wire and the red, you'll have 120 volts. The bare wire, the common slash neutral, is also the ground in most wiring systems that are out there. Not all, but most. And that is the place that if you have a surge or if you have lightning, you want to send that extra voltage above normal voltage to the ground. In your breaker panel, if you have whole house wiring, there will probably be a circuit breaker that has little lights on it. It'll look like the regular breaker in your breaker panel, but it'll have lights on it that will tell you that that is the whole house wiring breaker. And that's your surge protection. And you can identify it because it has lights on it. The other ones don't. Other than that, you might have a whole house surge protector that is a little box, like the size of, a little smaller than a coffee cup maybe, and it has three wires on it. One wire goes to the red, one goes to the black, one goes to the neutral, and that will protect your whole house from surges. Lightning is really, really hard to protect because lightning is so massive in terms of current, and it's instantaneous. It's really hard to protect. But you can help protect your devices with whole house surge protection. In the meantime, if you have a surge protector, like one of those power strips with an on-off switch, you can plug 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 devices into. If you turn it over, it will say surge protection or it will say temporary power tap. It will say one of those two things. If it's a surge protector, it will tell you how many volts it will start attenuating the extra voltage at. So, for example, it may say 400. It may say 600. It may say 330. The lower the voltage, the better it is at stopping the surges from coming through your power line. If you do not have one plugged into your outlets right now, you can take one that you already have and plug in that surge protector at the closest outlet to your breaker panel. And it will protect the whole house on either the red side of your wiring or the black side. It will protect the whole house at a voltage of 75 volts higher than the voltage that's marked on the bottom of the power strip. So, for example, if it's marked 400 volts, it will attenuate the extra voltage at 400 plus the extra 75 or 475. I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Subway passengers in central China were left scrambling inside flooded train cars on Tuesday, trapped up to their necks in rising water as record-breaking rains devastated parts of Hunan Province in eastern China. At least 12 people have been confirmed dead in Zhengzhou after nearly 8 inches of rain fell in 1 hour on Tuesday. Life expectancy in the United States fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials said is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. More than 3.3 million Americans died last year, far more than any other year in U.S. history, with COVID-19 accounting for about 11% of those deaths. The United States military on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against terrorist militants in Somalia. The airstrike targeted Shabab fighters in the city of Galkayo, northeast of Mogadishu. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Democrats push a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure bill without any written words on paper, Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer on Fox News weighs in on the highly irregular procedure.
This is a perfect example of what's wrong with Congress. What's going to happen today is Senator Schumer is going to force the Senate to vote on a bill that hasn't even been written and give him the authority to proceed and draft the bill that no one knows what's going to be in it. And, you know, the American people are sick and tired of this. This is something that I've seen more and more over my 4.5 years in Congress. The leadership, the Democrat leadership, continues to go down this road. We've seen this before with Nancy Pelosi and the Obamacare bill that's been so devastating on our health care system. And now they're trying to do it with a so-called infrastructure bill that we all know is going to have things in there like amnesty and Green New Deal policies and probably some type of legislation to change the labor law. So it's bad policy, and it's just very disappointing to see Chuck Schumer do this.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diets. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and originally we were talking about lightning and the direct hit that our farmhouse took. And Arjun had some questions from West Virginia about surge protection, lightning protection, how you can tell if your house has it. So I started that discussion, and here's a little bit more of it. Arjun, I've got a homework assignment for you, and it's going to cost you some money, but not too much. It's going to cost about $4, maybe $5. And there's a book that I have recommended, and since you are a new homeowner and since you're experiencing the joys of fixing everything, there's a book that you should get. It's available on eBay, And it's been available for quite a while. Why people sell these is beyond me. But it's published by Black and Decker, the company that used to make drills and hand tools, electric tools as well. Black and Decker, it's called The Complete Guide to Home Wiring. Now, I have my copy in my hands, and mine is it's the 2005 edition of this, and there's several editions. It's 334 pages, and I believe it's 334 pages, and it's glossy, and it's got lots of pictures, multiple pictures on every single page, and it will show you everything that you possibly need to know about home wiring, including installing surge protection, etc. Except what I've been telling you about plugging in a surge protection strip into an outlet is not covered in this. They don't know about that, but that's something that I researched many, many years ago. But if you go to your circuit panel, and here's how this works. So I mentioned there's a red wire and a black wire and a neutral wire. The lightning or the surge, you want to dump that right onto the neutral wire because that's connected to a ground rod outside your house. So literally, you want to send that extra voltage right into the ground, the soil. If you look at your breaker panel, you will see breakers lined up on the left side and on the right side. And if you pick any two slots where you could put a breaker, any two of them, one of them will be on the black wire and one will be on the white, the red wire. That's the way the panels are designed. So if you find a circuit breaker and you can go into the breaker panel and you can plug a light into the one that you think is electrically closest to the breaker panel, the shortest wire between the breaker panel and that receptacle. If you plug a light in there and then you start turning off breakers until that light goes off, that one is one that you can plug your surge protection strip into, and you turn the surge protection strip on. You turn the switch to on. Now, just sitting there all by itself with nothing connected to it, it will attenuate surges. It will help protect your house against surges. Lightning is really tough because you have to have a lot of protection to protect against lightning. But theoretically and statistically, it's unlikely that your house is going to be hit by lightning. Now, it happens. It happened to us. But this is the first time we've taken a direct hit. Next thing is the breaker either above it or below it is going to be on the other wire. So if one of them will be black and one will be red inside the breaker panel. The breaker directly above it or directly below it will be the other wire. And if you plug a surge protector into that one, when you shut the breaker off and you find out which outlet that is connected to, that will protect your whole house with two surge protection strips. It will protect your whole house. Not quite as good as wiring one directly into the panel, but almost as good. So I don't know if that helps you or not, Arjun, but there's probably another thing that you need to buy in addition to that, and that is a circuit tester. Now, you can look at these, and it will, or an outlet tester. It has three neon lights on it. And it's a little module that you can hold in your hand, and you plug it in. It's like the end of an extension cord. That's what it's like, except it has no cord and has three lights. And that will tell you, if you just plug that into each one of your outlets / receptacles, it will tell you if it's wired properly or not. Now, if it's not wired properly, no surge protection device is going to protect your house. So you need that as well. And they're about $5. And you can get both of them on eBay if you want. So the book I recommend you get is called The Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring, a comprehensive manual from basic repairs to, I don't know what, but that's the title, Complete Guide to Home Wiring. It's outstanding. And I'm looking at one right now. It's $4.54 shipped. Okay? So what other questions do you have that maybe I can help you with?
Well, actually, I was wondering about, like, cows also, you know, like if you like you have like lots of cows in your farm, I just wonder like how do you protect them from like wild animals? Like how do you protect their stable, you know, like wherever you put them, how do you protect them from the wild animals so they cannot just go and just attack them?
Okay. Well, here in the corrupt state of Missouri, we still have the right to bear arms. And everyone in our house has been trained and practices marksmanship. And so we keep rifles, pistols, shotguns at the ready to protect our animals, and we have the right to do so. So if there is a raccoon, for example, that is trying his or her best to kill our chickens, we will kill that raccoon. And the weapon of choice for us is a lever action 22 with a hollow point round in it, long rifle, hollow point cartridge in a lever action 22. And the reason that we use that is because it's not semi-automatic. We can precisely put that round exactly where we want, and we can kill that raccoon with one shot. And, of course, it's a headshot. And for those who are thinking that, you know, 22, that's not very, very powerful, I can assure you that you can kill a cow at 1,100 pounds with a 22 long rifle cartridge. I can assure you. I know that. So,
yeah, you see, like, what I was wondering, like, I'm trying to get rid of, like, rats in my house. And, you know, like, I've tried to close all the holes from which the rats can come. But still, they come out from somewhere. So, like, yeah. I'm thinking that, like, when you have, like, cows and you have, like, animals at your place. So, I mean, like, the animals can, like, when you are sleeping, animals can, like, sneak in, you know, like, just to, you know, like, for, and just, you know, like, just to get to these animals. So how do you, you know, is there a way that you structure and put them in a place where they are protected, you know, like so no animals can get into their stable, you know, something like that?
Okay, you're asking a question that I've got lots of answers, but let me cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Mice, I know for a fact that mice do not like Dial soap. The bar of soap, Dial. The more scented the soap is, like the Dial Gold at, you know, 50 cents a bar or so, I put those under our vehicles in the barn. And just the smell of Dial soap, the mice and rats can't stand it. Okay? That's one thing. I also put a bar in the trunk. I don't open them up. I just leave them in the wrapper, and I put them in the trunk. And if you think the soap is going to melt from the heat, then put something under it, you know, a piece of plastic. But the scent, they don't like it any more than I like it. And I hate the smell of Dial soap. I don't use it until the smell volatilizes. So I put one. Now, these are vehicles that I'm not going to start for a while. So I might put one under the hood as well, to keep the mice from eating the wires and the tractors and, the, you know, et cetera. So Dial soap works great. Steel wool, if you have some holes in your house, if you have an older home and there are some holes, steel wool works really well because mice don't seem to like to chew and rats don't like to chew through metal. So steel wool can plug up those holes. Some people, you know, during the Great Depression, if they had a hole in their floor, a small hole, let's say the size of a golf ball, they would take the lid of a tin can. You know, they'd cut, you know, open the tin can, they'd have the lid that they'd throw away. Well, they'd wash that off and put two nails in it and put that over the hole in the floor. So there's a lot of things that you can do, and mice and rats don't seem to like chewing through metal.
Okay. So, can I make
a comment here about the rats and mice?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Before I was born, actually, my dad bought a house in New Zealand about a year before I was born. And it was one of the most run-down houses on the street. And the yard was infested with blackberries and rats. And about the first thing that Dad did, as soon as he moved into the house, even before Mum came across from Australia, Mum was still in Sydney at the time because there was an airline strike. And anyway, the first thing that Dad did as soon as he moved into the house with Mum and the kids still in Sydney in a hotel was he got a cat. And it was an adult cat, and it had a reputation of being a good mouser. And that cat's name was called Tina. She was a white cat, and boy, she was an excellent ratter. And she got to work immediately. Now, not every cat will be a good ratter, but if you get one that is a grey tabby, or that's grey with stripes, it will be more inclined to hunt because that's more of a wild cat strain. And what you do is you get the cat and you don't feed it as much food as you think it would need. So if you get the portion of food that the, you know, the cat food box says to give the cat, maybe give it a half or a third of that, and that will trigger the cat's hunting instincts, and within about a month it will start to hunt, and it'll find that eventually you won't need to feed it at all because it will be living off of the rats that that it catches, and you'll find that you have a lot fewer rats. And by the time I had any memory of anything in that house, she was only bringing in a rat once every couple of weeks. And I remember that cat really well. White cats aren't necessarily the best hunters, but she was a definite exception. The other thing you can do is you can set traps, but rats are really pretty clever, and they're really good at solving problems. Mice are pretty good at solving problems too, but I think I can hear music, and after the break I would like to share with Arjun a real U-Butte method for trapping rats, and it's one that's worked for me for many, many, many years.
Sure.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you can make traps for almost for free. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today I've got your
take. My
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Arjun called in from West Virginia, and Gwyneth has some comments about making a rat/mousetrap. Gwyneth?
Okay. This particular trick works with either live capture traps or the snap traps, okay? There are also snap traps that come inside a box, and this little trick is particularly good for those types of traps. What you do, there's something about rat psychology that's been proven for over 100 years through extensive laboratory testing, and that's how I came across this piece of information. And it can be summed up in this little saying, and if you remember this little saying, you'll always be able to catch rats. And that is, every rat's a gambler, okay? Every rat's a gambler. Now, what that means is if you get three rat traps, and you put them side by side, okay, one, two, three, or at three different locations around the area that you want to trap. They don't necessarily have to be side by side, but they should all be on areas that the rats frequent, okay? And you'll know that because they'll have their holes and they'll have their feces and they'll have things that they've chewed. You only ever set one out of the three traps, okay? And you do not set the other two traps, but instead you just put the bait on the trap without setting it, okay? What the rat will do is it will eat, and for the first 2 or 3 days, until they start eating the bait off the traps, you don't set any of the traps. You just put the bait on the trap without setting the spring or without, you know, setting the little door for a live capture trap. And if you have a live cage trap, then you wire the door open on two out of every three cages, okay? And the rat won't be able to tell the difference between a wired open door and a door that is held open by the spring of the trap. You set one out of every three traps. The rat will go to the first trap and it will eat the bait off. And like I say, you do this for about 3 or 4 days and don't set any of the traps until the rats are used to eating the bait off the traps. And then it'll eat the bait off one trap, it'll eat the bait off the second trap, and it'll say, oh, this is good, I don't have to be so careful now. And it will eat the rat, the bait off the third trap, and then you've got him. And I've been using that method for over 10 years for trapping rats, and it really works. The rats don't ever get shy of the traps. And yeah. You might get cases, like recently we had one rat appear, and so I had some rat traps in storage, cage-style live capture traps. And so I did this trick, but the rat had obviously had experience with this type of traps elsewhere and knew not to stand on the little pressure plate that's inside the trap. So I'm going to have to put the bait on the trigger mechanism so that the rat has no choice but to stand on the trigger plate. That's the other thing that you have to be aware of, is that sometimes you will get a rat that is able to eat the bait off the trap without triggering it. And that's why I moved to the live capture traps, because, and if this doesn't work, then I'll move to a larger style of live capture traps, which allows the rat to get into the trap, but it can't get out. I have a smaller version of that for mice, and I've found that they work quite well. Although sometimes the mice figure out how to get out of them too. it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
It really is, yeah. And it's a war of brains. Does that make sense, Vincent and Arjun?
Yes. Yes, yes, it does. So I got like that box trap, you know, like I bought that box trap. And, you know, I put, like, a chocolate. I know, like, it eats chocolate, you know, like, so I left chocolate one time, you know, like, and it just ate the chocolate. So I put, like, chocolate in this trap, and it never got into this trap. But I will buy, like, three of them, and I think that dial, I will put, like, those dial soaps around the house, you know, like.
There's two strategies, you know. One is you want to, it's the carrot and the stick, you know, you can attract them, and then you can kill them, or you can send them to your neighbor's house. They like water. All animals like water. So they're thirsty, and they like food, and they like a nice, warm place to live. So if you remove the nice, warm place to live, and you make it hostile for them, they'll go someplace else. That's what the cat will do. And the dial soap makes it hostile. And instead of using chocolate, you can use peanut butter on the trap, and you can use a piece of cheese on the trap. They work really, really well. Arjun, we've got Todd in Michigan on hold. We'll take Todd's call when we come back. Arjun, thank you so much for calling in.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.